Hallo en welkom bij de Quickling Daily Cycling Podcast van de 2021 UCI Wereldkampioenschap in Vlaanderen.
Hello and welcome to Quicklink Podcast Show 263. It's Monday the 20th of September. Happy birthday to my granddad. Also happy birthday today to Marlene Rosa of Arle BTC. She's lining up today for Switzerland at Worlds. Also to Helen Patterson of Montezuma's race team, to Jonas Abrahamsson of Uno X, to De Koenig Quickstep stagiaire Stan van Tricht, and to Itamar Einhorn of Israel Startup Nation, who won the final stage of the Tour of Slovakia yesterday. In the day's transfer news, Canyon SRAM have announced two signings for next year and beyond. Firstly, Shari Boussoit from NXTG Racing. She won the time trial stage of the Watersley Women's Challenge a fortnight ago. And secondly, Paulina Rijkers, who moves across from fellow World Tour team Leaf Racing. She won the QOM jersey at Lardèche just last week. Both have been given two-year deals. And Team DSM have announced three riders joining their men's development team set up for 2022, with a look to progress them onto the World Tour team for 2023. They are British junior road race champion Max Poole, Moritz Karsten, who finished second at Grand Prix Bob Jungels last week, and Joris Reinderink, he's a very good Belgian all-rounder. Now, before we get to the race results, yesterday's junior men's national trophy round one winner Callum Laborde gave Nathan a call here at Quickling Towers to chat about his win on Sunday at Derby and what's up next. Here's Callum chatting to Nathan.
I'm here with Callum Laborde of Cefalti Avon Active, winner of the first round of the National Trophy Cyclocross in Derby. Callum, thanks for stopping by at Quicklink Towers. First off, just talk us through the race and how it went.
Thanks for having me, Nathan. Feel privileged. Yeah, it was a grinning with all the London, so it was a bit of a nightmare for some people. I was alright, to be fair. It was the third race. Managed to get my max. Got off to an alright start. I mean, there was a bit of a mess a bit further back. There's a bikes going flying everywhere, but when is there not at a junior national? It's always happening. So it's about five of us, I think, going into the woods first lap. Just Ollie Akers is on the front. I was slowly trying to get through. Then I got through and me and him got a small gap. Halfway through the first lap. Then it was us really, and I felt quite comfortable, to be fair. So I thought, I'll go round him now. And yeah, he just couldn't hold the wheel, I guess. Just really slowly, seconds went out. He got 17 seconds and then got a bit relaxed. I think middle of the race, had a slow lap. And that allowed Ben Askey to come back a little bit. I know he's bringing it back. I was cramping a bit, but yeah, last time through the pits, I think it was 3 seconds, with half a lap to go. I just managed to hold on to it, and he got another second back. But yeah, it was close, very close.
Lovely stuff. So, the course, it was a little bit different from what has been in previous years, and you previously had good performances at Derby. Do you think the changes were what you needed to get up to the top step?
I could have done, yeah, because the hurdles are a lot closer to the hill this time than they have been previous years. That was more beneficial if you're hopping them, which I managed to do. But apart from that, there weren't much. There weren't loads different. Start was different. It was slick. It had a bit of rain beforehand, so it was a bit slippy. But yeah, that was about it, really. So, yeah, I reckon it did give me an advantage with the hurdles, for sure.
Something else different at this round of the National Trophy was the random gridding. You talked about it a little bit, but did you say just like, is that a hindrance or a help, and would you do it again?
I'll do it again if I got a good grid in, but there was felt sorry for some boys. He should have been well up there. A grid across like that, like Joseph. He was got 11th, so he went well.
Yeah, okay. So I guess you've come off the road now and into the fields, but what's next for you? What's sort of the next thing?
in a few weeks, but yeah, after that it's just kind of dependent on selection for World Cups and so on. So we'll go from there, really. Try and be more consistent than I have been in the past. That's the main goal this season. And aim for national champs at the end, really. And on to road.
Great. Thanks for stopping by and chatting to us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. See you sometime.
Yeah, see you sometime soon.
You can find Callum on Twitter at Callum Laborde. That's CALLUMLABORDE. And he's on Instagram at Callum Laborde. There's 4 underscores in between his names. Links in the show notes. To the racing action then, and the second day of time trial action at UCI Road World Championships in Flanders. 2 races today, first off with the under-23 men ahead of the elite women in the afternoon. Both tackling the same course, 30.3 kilometres from the beach at Knocker Heist, technical through the town, then hitting the freshly paved roads towards Bruges. Just 54 metres of elevation over the course, time checks being taken at 13.8 and 20.8 kilometres, riders off at 90-second intervals. 67 starters in the under-23 men's, and after 10 riders home, American Magnus Sheffield, whose move to Ineos we talked about 10 days ago, was confirmed by the team this morning. He was quickest with a 35.28.7, but then Lucas Plapp of Australia took the hot seat 6 riders later from his future teammate with a 34.39.9, over 48 seconds quicker. It took another 10 riders for a change on the podium, Mick van Dijk of the Netherlands posting a time of 34.54.1 to edge Sheffield down to third. Johan Preiss-Pettersen of Denmark was last off the start ramp, and with everyone now on the road, the top 3 were Luke Plapp from Mick van Dijk at 14, Magnus Sheffield third at 48. Ethan Vernon had just set the 4th fastest time at the first time check, 5 seconds off Plapp's time at the same spot, 13.8k in, and he was still the 4th best time at the second split, though his time compared to Plapp's now 11 seconds slower. But come the line, he did enough to provisionally take third, 15 seconds quicker than Magnus Sheffield at the finish, with 13 riders still to come home. At time check 1, Preiss-Pettersen third fastest at the split, just 0.8 of a second slower than Plapp's interval, but then he went fastest at the second. Ahead of him, Søren Warenskold was on course to challenge for the podium. With just 4 men on the road behind him, Florian Vermisch then set a provisional second best time at the line, bringing back 11 seconds over Lucas Plapp in the final third, but missing out on the hot seat by 1.15 seconds. Plapp from Vermisch from Van Dijk now the top 3. Hessman, Hula, Warenskold and Preiss-Pettersen to finish. It was 5th fastest for Hessman, 4.5 seconds behind Ethan Vernon, 3 to go. Dan Hula went 4th. Luke Plapp now guaranteed a medal, but what colour? Søren Warenskold, the penultimate man home, 2 seconds slower than Vermisch, and into third with just 1 man left across the line, the fastest man at that second split, and 10 seconds quicker for Denmark on a weekend where the team was rocked by that passing of Chris Anker Sørensen. It was gold for Johan Preiss-Pettersen with a time of 34.29.75. Silver for Lucas Plapp of Australia, 10.2 seconds slower. Bronze for Florian Vermisch of Belgium at 11.4. 4th for Søren Warenskold, 5th Mick van Dijk, Dan Hula in 6th, Ethan Vernon 7th, Michael Hessman 8th, Filippo Baroncini 9th, and Magnus Sheffield 10th. He was the last rider within 1 minute of Preiss-Pettersen, who makes it 4 wins in a row for Denmark in the under-23 men's time trial, after Mikael Bjerg's 3 back-to-back titles from 2017 to 2019, with the event not being held at last year's championships in Imola. And to the women's elite time trial in the afternoon. 49 starters for that over the same course, though no defending champion in Anna van der Breggen of the Netherlands, but it was her compatriot Rein Marcus who was second off the start ramp and set what would be an early pace-setting time of 38.04.9. 18 riders later, the second Dutch rider Ellen van Dijk took 52 seconds out of Leah Thomas's fastest time at time check 1, and come the second had opened up that gap to 1 minute 26, catching her minuteman Lisa Klein. Marcus's time at the finish was still holding up, with Carol Anne Canyon of Canada going second, Audrey Cordon-Rago of France going third, until Leah Thomas finished and took that third spot. And then home came Ellen van Dijk with a time of 36.05, shortly followed by Lisa Klein, whose time was enough for a provisional second, but shipping 1 minute 51 to van Dijk. Canyon currently sitting third now at 2.48. By this point, the other favourites were rolling off the start ramp. 2014 world champion Lisa Brennauer, European champion Marlene Rosa, and double world champion Annemiek van Vleuten. Joss Loudon, who'll be attempting the world hour record at the end of the month, finished with a provisional third with a time of 38.04.8, but back down the road, Reusser was going fastest at time check 1, Van Vleuten and Brennauer third and fourth behind leader Van Dijk. Reusser was keeping that pace at the second time check, holding 3 seconds over Van Dijk, Van Vleuten staying in touch 15 seconds down, Brennauer fading out to over a minute slower. Slipping under the radar slightly, Amber Needham of the United States finished in 37.29.5, enough to take second at the time. Then Brennauer coming home 5 seconds slower, but enough for third, with just 2 riders left to finish. Marlene Reusser was next over the line with a 36.15.7, 10 down on Van Dijk, and as Van Vleuten came into view in Bruges, it was clear the rainbow jersey was heading to her teammate Van Dijk. 24 seconds down on the line, but over a minute faster than Nebben, who was pushed off the podium. So gold and the rainbow jersey for Ellen Van Dijk of the Netherlands with the win in 36.05.2, silver for Marlene Reusser of Switzerland at 10 seconds, Annemiek van Vleuten taking bronze for the Netherlands at 24, Amber Nieben 4th, Lisa Brennauer 5th, Juliette Labousse in 6th, 7th for Lisa Klein, Josh Loudon 8th, Rihanna Marcus 9th, and Alina Amelusic in 10th. Junior time trial day tomorrow, the women are off first at 10.30 local time, the chaps at 5-3. To France then, and day 1 of 7 at Le Tour de Bretagne, starting with 155 kilometers from Le Cambourg, heading north to the Catouan Bel Air climb, then heading due west to the Mer de Bretagne and a finishing circuit around Alinuc. 4 Pro Series teams at the race are Kia Samsic, Androni Giacattoli-Sidemec, Equipo Kernpharma and B&B Hotels, who won the race with Lorenzo Manzan last time out in 2019, though he now races with Total Energies. 6 Brits on the start list, Oscar Onley and Liège-Bastogne-Liège under 23 winner Leo Hayter with DSM's development team, both of those riders supported by the Rainer Foundation. Tom Armstrong also there with Electro Heaper Europe, Stuart Balfour of the Swiss Racing Academy, Henry Lawton of AG2R's under 23 setup, and Adam Lewis of Côte d'Amour. Onley got himself into the early break of 5 alongside Lewis Coquerel of Leopard, Lermic Leclèche of Fibolia Lochminé, Kim Magnussen of Riewel and Ethan Batt of Black Spoke, the gap going out to almost 5 minutes by the start of the climbing at Bel Air, before Onley was first over the Prime in Langast, the first of 3 intermediate sprints. Coquerel took the first 3 climbs, with Onley winning the second sprint 2, that would ensure they both had trips to the podium later for the King of the Mountains and the sprints jerseys respectively, and after the break lost Batt, the remaining 4 up the road were gathered ahead of the start of the 4 finishing circuits with about 30k to go. 18 riders clipped off the front after one of those laps, it was whittled down to 11 come the bell, and it was those riders who contested the sprint for victory. That went the way of Valentin Retailleau of AG2R's under 23s, second for Thibaut Ferrasse of B&B Hotels, third for Nick Van Lycke of Riewel Pro Cycling. It's a similar looking day tomorrow, with 166 kilometers from Corlay over a trio of Catouan climbs in the middle third of the stage before they start a 4-lap finishing circuit in Rosporden. Heading off-road for some news from the weekend that we had originally missed, the inaugural British Gravel Championships were held this weekend at the King's Cup Gravel Festival in Bury St Edmunds. Ruth Astle took the elite women's race ahead of India Lee and Danielle Srosby. The men's elite race went the way of New Zealander Ryan Christensen of Canyon DHB SunGod. He came home ahead of double Olympic triathlon gold medalist Alistair Brownlee. He wins the national title. And friend of the show, Cameron Mason of Trinity Racing, took bronze. And over in the States, the final UCI XCO Mountain Bike World Cup round has been held in Snowshoe, West Virginia. Wins for Christopher Blevins for his first World Cup win on home soil, and for world champion Evie Richards. Matthias Flückinger and Liana Lecomte are the overall series winners. Day 3 of Worlds tomorrow, Stage 2 of Bretagne, and the one-day Grand Prix d'Enain is being held in northern France, just south of Roubaix. 200.3 kilometres, it's one for the sprinters, with those 10 gravel sectors in the final half of the stage. AG2R, Bora, Cofidis, EF, FDJ, Ineos, Intermarché and Israel are joined by Alpecin, Arkea, B&B, Bingold, Delco, Rally, Sport Flandern, Total Energies, Unox, Zelis Roubaix and Saint-Michel. Jasper Philipsen is the hot favourite for Alpecin Fenix, looking for a hat-trick of wins in just 5 days. He'll face stiff competition though from Arnold Demar, Stanislav Anielkowski, Jordi Meus and Christopher Halvorsen. We'll be back tomorrow with the day's news, results and reaction. Until then, ride safe and take care. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless-ready, full-carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.